Okay, I keep noticing this same move hiding under half the stuff we talk about lately. The model says something, and then there's this other layer whose whole job is basically, nope, does that actually fit the rules?
Yeah, and that layer is boring in the best way. It's the part that keeps a fluent model from wandering straight into a format bug, a policy problem, or just something that looks plausible and is wrong.
Which is such an exploring next thing, by the way. We keep acting like the shiny part is the interesting part, and then the thing that ships is this grumpy little checker in the corner.
Exactly. And if you want the clean mental model, think of it like a bouncer at the door. The model can write the invite however it wants, but the bouncer decides whether the output gets in.
Right. And that already feels more useful than saying validation in the abstract. Because what you're really saying is, let the model generate, then have something else enforce the boundary.
And that boundary can be different things. It can be a format rule, a range, a logical condition, a safety policy, even a schema for structured data. The key is that the rule is explicit enough that something can check it.
And the reason this deserves its own episode is that it's everywhere. We looked at that agent council thing, the tool selection stuff, the control loop episode, and the same question keeps showing up. Who gets the last word?
Yeah, and the answer is often not the model, it's the verifier. Which is funny, because that sounds less glamorous than smarter model, but in production it's frequently the difference between a demo and something you can trust.
That is such a depressing sentence, in the nicest possible way.
I know, but it's also the whole game for a lot of systems.
Okay, so start from zero. If I'm a newcomer and I hear constraint verification, what am I actually imagining?
Imagine a recipe card with hard rules on it. Not make it taste good, because that's fuzzy. More like the output has to be valid JSON, the age has to be between 0 and 100, and if field A is present, then field B must be present too. Verification is checking the card against the result.
So it's not the model being careful by itself. It's another system checking the thing after the model spits it out.
Exactly. And that separation matters because language models are probabilistic. They generate the most likely next token, not a proof that every rule has been satisfied. They're great at fluency. They are not by default rule engines.
Okay. But why not just ask the model harder? Like, please obey the rules.
Because that's not the same as checking. You can prompt for obedience all day and still get a malformed output. Constraint verification turns the rule into something explicit enough to inspect. It's the difference between asking a human to remember a rule and actually scanning the result.
Right. And that feels like the first big idea. The model is the generator. The verifier is the gatekeeper.
Yeah. And if we want to get a little more formal without turning this into a whiteboard hostage situation, formal logic is just a way of writing statements that can be true or false. Boolean algebra is the version where you combine those true-false pieces with AND, OR, and NOT. That's the little skeleton a lot of verifiers sit on. Then you get graph theory, which is basically the study of nodes and edges, points and connections. That matters when the constraint is about relationships, like this step has to happen before that one, or these parts can't conflict.
So if the output isn't just a blob of text, but something with structure, the verifier can reason about the structure itself.
Exactly. And satisfiability, or SAT, is the question, is there any assignment of values that makes all these constraints true at once? That's the core logic problem under a lot of constraint checking.
Okay. That's the one where I always want to nod like I know it, and then immediately forget it. But the plain English version is, can all the rules be satisfied together?
That's it. And that question matters because sometimes the constraints are fine individually but impossible together. Then the verifier isn't being annoying. It's telling you the specification itself is broken.
That's actually a huge point. Because people hear verification failed and think the system is being fussy, when sometimes the rules are the thing that's impossible.
Yeah, and that's where the machinery earns its keep. A good verifier doesn't just say valid or invalid. It tells you which constraint got violated, so you can either fix the output or realize the rule set is nonsense.
Let me make sure I've got the shape of it. The model makes a candidate answer, The checker evaluates it against explicit constraints, and then the system accepts, rejects, or tries again.
Exactly. That's the basic loop. And in practice, there are two broad ways to do it. One is post hoc verification, which means you generate first and check after. The other is constrained decoding, which means the constraints are baked into generation so the model is steered toward valid output as it goes.
Right.
Post hoc is simpler because it works with almost any model. You can bolt it on. But if the output is invalid, you may have wasted the whole generation. Constrained decoding is tighter, but it's more integrated and more annoying to build.
And that sounds very on brand for software. The easy thing is easy, but it may cost you the whole attempt. The efficient thing is harder to wire up.
Pretty much. And the trade-off is not just philosophical. If you're extracting structured data, generating an API call, or filling a form, a verifier can save you from sending garbage downstream. That's a real product win, not an academic one.
There. That's the part you like. Something that actually ships.
Well, yes. I'm not allergic to nice things. I just want them to survive contact with reality.
So let's get concrete. If I'm thinking about that LLM council thing we looked at, where no single model gets the last word, that's already a constraint verification shape, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The point there is that one model's answer doesn't automatically become the system's answer. You're forcing some other check, maybe another model, maybe a rule layer, maybe a consensus step, to verify the output against the constraints before it counts.
So the verification isn't just, is this text pretty? It's, did it satisfy the rule that keeps the whole setup honest?
Exactly. And that same shape shows up in tool selection too. We looked at that guide on choosing tools for agents, and the whole problem is that the agent can suggest a tool, but the system still has to verify whether that choice is legal, useful, or even possible in context. Then there's the control loop stuff. That agent control loop episode basically lived on the idea that the loop needs termination conditions and checks. Otherwise, the thing just keeps going because it can, not because it should.
Okay. And that's the part where the newcomer might think this is just safety. But it's broader than safety, right?
Yeah. Safety is one use, but structure is another. If you need valid JSON or a specific field format or a command that obeys a schema, that's not really about morality. It's about not breaking the downstream machine.
That feels like the perfect bridge to the boring but important stuff. Like, the verifier can be a regex, or a parser, or a type checker, or a learned classifier, depending on what the constraint is.
Exactly. A regex is fine when the rule is basically pattern matching. A parser is better when the shape has nested structure. A type checker is great when you have a formal data model. A learned classifier helps when the rule is fuzzier and harder to write exactly, though then you're trusting another model to judge the first one.
So different constraints need different judges.
Yeah, and that's important because people often say verification like it's one magic thing. It isn't. It's a family of checking methods.
Can I rewind one notch? Because I want the logic piece to actually land. When you say formal logic and Boolean algebra, that sounds academic. But in practice, it's just turning rules into something the machine can test.
That's the whole thing. A rule like if the user is under 18, don't allow this field can be written in a way that is mechanically checkable. Once it's checkable, you can reject invalid outputs before they go anywhere. Better than pretending the checker layer doesn't exist.
True. All right, we've done enough intellectual housecleaning for one day. Come on, Miles. Let's call it before we invent a seventh kind of checker.